Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Pleasant morning to you, Lagos, and wherever you are listening in right now, we appreciate your time. A compliment of the season to you. If you're back to work today, hey, welcome back to work. I've been here. I didn't go anywhere. Well, thank you for joining me at work. But if you're home or you're still wherever you are enjoying the holiday, I'm glad that you're here with me. If you're in the diaspora listening right now, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it. Let's continue with our conversation early in the morning. We'll be having a PDP stakeholder, Kenny Okolubo, join us on the show this morning any moment now. But while we wait for him to join us, let me quickly recap what we started with earlier this morning. So we started talking about the G5 governors divided over who to support, Tinubu or Peter Obi. Atiku is out of the question, you know, for them, because Atiku is from their party and they've been at loggerhead as to what must be done before they can show their support, render their support to their own party's candidate. So he is out of it, because we're hearing that in the new year, the G5 governors, Nyesom Wike of Rivers, Seyi Makinde of Oyo, Okezie Ikpeazu of Abia, Samuel Otom of Benue, and Ifeanyi Ogunwanyi of Enugu State, in the new year, they will reveal who they will be supporting, Tinubu or Labour Party. The only thing is that we're hearing that you know, they are torn between the two candidates. Some of them are going for Tinubu, some of them are going for Peter Obi. Those that are that have picked Peter Obi, they are saying that, look, this is the new momentum right now. Nigerians want this guy. Let's queue behind him. Let's give him all the support and we may just win it. Those that are against Peter Obi are saying, look, even if we support this guy and he becomes the president next year, May 29, look, he may find it very difficult to even perform at all, because it's most likely majority of those that will be in the National Assembly will be from the APC and the PDP. That's their own calculation. And trust me, when politicians say these things, they actually know the intricacies of, you know, elections and how most likely an election will turn out, right? But nobody will want to concede anything. Okay, so well, they have said that as regards Peter Obi. And those in support of Asiwaju amongst these G5 governors are saying that Bola Tinubu, his party is in power, they will most likely win anyways. Let's queue behind him, because when he wins, they already have the national spread, and of course they are even in love, well, not in love per se, but they appreciate the fact that Bola Tinubu is not campaigning with Buhari's achievements and failures and, you know, on ground. Bola Tinubu and his presidential campaign council, they have moved away. They have dissociated themselves completely from the current APC government by trying to campaign based on the antecedents of Bola Tinubu himself, not the achievements or whatever it is you want to term it of the current APC in power. To them, it's a plus. It's an invitation for them to want to support Bola Tinubu. That's for out of the 5G5 governors, for some of them who have shown support. But we don't exactly know who they are going to support. The papers, all the papers this morning, don't even know where the G5 governors will swing. The reason there's so much attention on the G5 governors is that if you think that they only have 5 votes, perhaps you should think again, because politics is not as simple as you thinking that the governors just have 5 votes. You go shock you. So that's why the attention is on the G5 governors. They are currently in London having their crucial meeting. Some are saying that they will most likely go for Peter Obi, who is, of course, who has enjoyed some love from President Obasanjo, General Ibrahim Babangida, and the rest of those folks. But others are saying, well, Tinubu may just click it, and they may. I mean, if you look at the romance of Wike, for instance, Wike has romance with everybody, anyways. It's not Tinubu alone that he's had this connection with. He's had this connection or this interaction with other candidates as well, except maybe just a few. But all the major candidates, except Atiku and the others, you know, Wike has had some kind of interactions with them. Well, people are saying that he's had more interactions with the APC folks, so maybe, you know, Wike may be swaying towards Asiwaju Bola Tinubu, and some other names have been mentioned, Autumn, you know, going for Obi, and the, you know, we never know where this will swing. But here is my own question, or here are my questions in this area, on this topic, right? To the APC party faithful, to the Labour party faithful, I'd like to know if you're interested in this G5 support. If you think that their support is inconsequential, I would love to know. If you think that their support is very vital to your candidate's success in February, I would love to know as well. Now, and also I'm interested in whether you think by their actions, the G5, whether they're acting like true party loyalists, true PDP party loyalists, because in their defense, they're saying that, look, the North cannot have everything in the PDP. The North, the Northern part, cannot have all the important posts of the party and just leave the South as though they are just major placeholders, because the South literally just held the party together when some of these people holding on to the party's power right now left the party. Do you get? Now, just mention them. Mention the top guys in the PDP today. Most of them left the party. The South held on, held strong to the PDP to keep it together. And the South is saying at this point now that we're supposed to reap the benefit of belonging to the party, you cannot shut us out. It's not going to happen. So that's their stance, talking about the G5. So with this stance still, are they acting like true party loyalists, or the party itself has been quite unfair through the actions of a very few members of the party? That's my second question. Well, the other part of it is that, can Atiku Abubakar afford to gamble away the presidency one last time? Because according to some political strategists, if Atiku does not get the power, the support of the G5, he may as well just bid the presidency bye-bye next year. But we never know. Nobody can tell, really. This election cycle coming up next year, trust me, it's unpredictable. Anybody that is beating their chest and saying, yeah, sure. It's unpredictable. That's the truth. Even the polls that you've been hearing or seeing or debating, the whatever it is that people are putting out there, it's just quite unpredictable. That is from my personal view. Okay, now, who may likely regret their actions, the PDP or the G5? Look at the situation here. The APC, do you have the vision there? Most likely no is the answer. The Labour Party, do you have the vision there? Most likely no. I'm not saying outright no, please pay attention. I'm not saying outright no. I'm saying most likely no. The PDP, do you have the vision there? Oh, yes. Outright yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Outright yes. At least, as of today, the answer is outright yes. Yeah? Okay. So, who do you think will most likely regret the actions after the elections next year? The PDP as a party, or the G5 governors? Now let's come to the Labour Party, the Labour Party's candidate himself in particular, who has campaigned based on his own principles and everything outside of the PDP and outside of the APC. If the G5 governors agree to support him, do you think Obi should accept their support? But you know that in politics, though, there are no permanent friends, there are no permanent enemies. There's only permanent interests. And Obi's interest at this point stands to be the presidency of the Federal Republic. But for someone who has campaigned based on the misnomer in the system, do you think he should accept his support for the G5 if he were to be picked as their candidate? 13 past the hour, Lagos. Let's talk. We've got about 10 minutes or 15 to have this conversation. So let's make it very brief and straight to the point. 60 seconds you've got. 01-277-0993. 01-277-1993. 01-277-2993. And 01-277-3993. Female only line is 01-465-7190. That is 01-465-7190 for female callers. We're streaming on Facebook and on YouTube. Let me know what you think on those two platforms. You can watch live the show on Facebook. Just type in Nigeria Info 99.3. And on YouTube as well, Nigeria Info 99.3. If you're listening via our website, please drop your comment in the chat box, in the chat room. I would come and take them. If I see any, I would take. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Oh, main teacher.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. Sheriff, on the G5, look, there are no importance to the APC. I'm telling you. Because the APC, they have already stronger. Then, for Peter Obi, yes, they can be of help to him. Yes.
Should he accept their help?
Sir?
Should he accept the offer?
Well, if I were him, based on the flag is flying now, integrity and the rest, I'd rather stay on my own. Let the party itself decide. Because if he comes out on his own,
yeah,
he is pushing a different meaning to the public. Because already he has the support base of the likes of Obasanjo, IBB, and so many other prominent people. So why force?
Mr. Menka, thanks for calling me, though we lost your call eventually. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joy.
Welcome, Joy. Welcome.
Yeah. I don't know why Atiku is this adamant. I don't know why. These people, I think, you know how Nigeria is. They have their followers. No matter how bad we think they are, this G5, they have their strong followers. I don't know why Atiku is just bent on thinking these people are not going to, you know, give him votes. For me, Peter Obi can let his party be the ones to woo these people in.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I think he has his own principle. But you know what we do in Nigeria is,
yeah,
principle cannot give you what you want.
Oh, really?
If principle, for the politics, I'm talking about the politics.
Okay.
I'm not talking about general work of life. I'm talking about Nigerian politics.
Okay.
If not, all the good people that we may see coming out to campaign and all that, they would have been winning since now. Before we start having this presidential, these leaders are having now.
Right.
Based on their principles, based on their campaign, based on what they say and all what they do, people don't win based on all those things.
Right.
So, yes, even as Peter Obi, you're talking about his principle, people are still castigating him. So, for me, let his party be the ones to woo these people.
Right.
If he comes, I accept that they come to the party, anybody can come and be changed. Do you know how born again? People can come and be changed.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you. Thank you.
It depends on where you are.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Okay. Destiny on our live stream on Facebook says, to me, I think the G5 has nothing to lose. The party has so much to lose. Okay. It says the party would regret their actions. Destiny says, if the G5 has opted to join with Labour Party, I think Peter Obi should accept, because despite the numbers on social media canvassing for LP, we still need the numbers. Destiny said, they can always use all the help they can get. Prince Farouk B on Facebook Live says, I don't want to hear Tinubu made Lagos, so now you look at people, they talk that thing. I'm back to the telephone. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Friday for me, Willery.
Talk to me Friday.
Yeah, Sherif, this is the general election, not the primary election, where the governor, they have power over their delegates. For me, I don't think my governor, I will ever support anybody that my governor supports, except if we are on the same track. So they may have influence. But my question now is this, Sherif.
Yeah.
Why is it that these G5, they are supporting only Tinubu and Obi? Because they know that these are the potential winner in the election.
Uh-huh.
Why are not shifting their support to Abiola and Kwankwaso and the other candidates? So as Baba Jimmy, we always say, they are doing it for their selfish aim.
For themselves.
They know that these are the two people that may likely win.
Right. Thank you, Friday, for calling me. Uche is on Skype. Let's speak with Uche. Good morning to you, Uche. How are you doing?
Sherif Baba.
Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, bro.
Okay, great. I'm listening to the show, and it's a quite interesting topic. Now, Sherif, the G5 governors, like, they have, termed themselves.
Yeah.
It's funny to me. Some of them in their states are outright failures. Take, for example, my governor from Abia State. That man is a complete failure. So sometimes when he talks about some of these things, I just look at him and I laugh. But then again, on the national scale now, with regards to the presidency, Sherif, like Jimmy would always say, like you would also say sometimes, these guys are doing these things for their own personal gain. But then again, if we look at it critically, look, the situation Nigeria finds itself now, we cannot afford to have an incompetent person at the highest position in terms of governance. With due respect to every single candidate, I have nothing against them personally, but when we look at some of the obvious facts of the table, if we are sincere to ourselves, we should begin to narrow this thing down to just one party. For goodness sake, the imbecile party has...
Uche, thank you. Uche, see your time. So you see the alarm on your time, eh? It's up already, eh? Bikono. Thank you, eh?
Make I stop, eh?
Make you stop, eh?
Okay, no, I'll no, see, when I don't talk a piece, you could vex you.
Hey, you don't come. You don't come again. Thanks for calling. I'm going to take WhatsApp messages right now. Tony, please give me some time. Let me take some WhatsApp messages very quickly. Abatokpe is here and he said, I think Peter Obi should accept the support of the G5. Abatokpe, thank you for sharing. Prince from Aja says, nothing wrong if Peter Obi is accepting the G5. Everybody just calling them 5G, 5G. What is going on? What is happening? They're not 5G, they're G5. He said there's nothing wrong if Peter Obi should accept G5 offer if they choose him. The truth is, with or without them, Obi will come out victorious come 2023. That's Prince Omaja. Let's take one more from WhatsApp. It's the same weekend that chased Obi, Ayade, which one is non-governor now? Non-governor. Well, it says PDP, same Uche. Okay, I'm just going to stop. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Appreciate you. I'm going to take one call. Let's take one more call. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, man.
Eku Amatan.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's really bad day. You see these G5 people?
Yeah.
To me, they're just making noise. Because there's no way any governor is he going to go and do state broadcast that we have, me and my other colleagues, we have agreed that you should vote Tinubu or vote Obi or vote Atiku. Let these people leave their people to go and vote. Don't terrorize them in your state like what they are doing in River State. If they know you are for Atiku, they will pursue you. They will use cutlass on your ear, on your head. Let them leave them. If you know you are popular, your work should speak for yourself. Let your work speak. He claims that he has infrastructures in River State, Abia State, Enugu. Let your work speak for you. Let your people go and vote. your candidate that you want you them to vote on your way, but don't do it broadcasting. Enough of it.
Thank you.
I think they're holding anybody's destiny.
Thank you, Madam. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Okay. Apologies. We couldn't get a hold of Kenny Okwodibo this morning. Hopefully we'll get to him much later on. Maybe in the new year when the G5 would have made their announcement as to who they're supporting next year for the presidency. In the meantime, we have to go this morning. Do not forget, Round Table for Nigeria Info starts this morning at 10. Round Table is a biannual event, on-air event on Nigeria Info, where all our OAPs get together and they discuss issues. Just the OAPs, Nigeria Info Lagos, Nigeria Info Abuja, and Nigeria Info Port Harcourt at the same time on the radio discussing the major events of the year. That's coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, right after Daily Digest with Jimmy Su. Today's Wednesday, so it's Diabumi. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Stay here on Nigeria Info. Complimentary season.